हरे कृष्णा. क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम विशाल गुप्ता प्रभु. इन इंडिया ड्यूरिंग नवरात्र एंड अदर टाइम्स देयर इज द डांडिया और रासा इज गरबा इज परफॉर्म्ड. इज दिस कंसिडर्ड टू बी इमिटेशन ऑफ कृष्णाज पास टाइम्स? एंड वी से द रासलीला शुड नॉट बी इमिटेटेड. सो इज गरबा और डांडिया परफॉर्म्ड विद इन इस्कॉन और इज इट अलाउड टू बी परफॉर्म्ड इन एनी प्रोग्राम अंडर इस्कॉन्स पैटर्नेज? आंसर. Traditionally, there has been the culture of reenactment of the Lord's pastimes. So there is Ram Leela, which happens in many parts of the world, especially in Varanasi, it is very famous. And people get transported into the mood of the pastimes when they observe these pastimes being enacted. And similarly, there is Krishna Leela also enacted through dramas. And now, in Vrindavan, there is a tradition, as there is a tradition of Ram, there is a tradition of Krishna also in there in Vrindavan. So, in this tradition, what would happen is, say for example, in Ram Leela, that for a particular period of time, you know, a child is made into Ram, a child, another child maybe, or maybe into Sita, and then actually the understanding is that Ram enters into their body and acts through them. So they are actually worshipped at that time. It is not that they become God, but the idea is when they are going to perform this pastime, they are going to do it in a devotional mode, then some kind of avesh enters into them. So the idea of this idea is to some extent present even in the Vrindavan enactment of Krishna's pastimes. So the whole devotional mood is recreated over there. But unfortunately, this idea of avesh was taken by the Sahajiyas and distorted. So they not only enacted the childhood pastimes of Krishna, they would enact Krishna's Rasa Leela and they would go further and distort things. And often there would be illicit connections between men and women. And when this was happening, there were some Sahajiyas who rationalized it, saying that actually it is Krishna and Radha who have entered into us and they are enjoying through us. It is not that we want to do this, it is they who want to do it through us. And in that way, in the name of Vaishnavism, a lot of immorality came to society. So as a response to that, our Acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and especially Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, have strongly spoken against the enactment of the pastimes in which a particular character becomes Krishna, and especially the Rasa Leela pastimes are performed. So in the early days of ISKCON, some devotees went to Vrindavan for the first time in 1960s. And then they came back and they performed a drama like that. Prabhupada was present, and Prabhupada, where it's a drama in which a particular character was made into Krishna and a particular character was made into Radha, and they were worshipped also. And then they performed the drama. Prabhupada watched the drama, but afterwards, the next day, he told that we should not do this. So, in general, the Dandiya is, although it's a part of the Indian tradition, it has been substantially misused, and it has been, and even now it becomes a license for the kind of activities which people normally would not do. So therefore, it is best not to imitate such pastimes. And certainly in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada was quite strong that we avoid anything which will make us sahajiyaika. And this kind of pastimes are prone to make us sahajiyaik. So there has to be extreme caution to be practiced, to be with respect to repetition of such, with respect to reenactment of such pastimes. And as far as it happening in broader society, no, we have to see according to time, place, circumstance. In some places, in many places, you could say that it becomes a license for male-female contact, and then it just becomes sensuality. And that certainly is unfortunate and regrettable perversion of a very sacred act. In some places, it might be going on with some level of sanctity. So we don't have to make it a license condemnation. We would like to give proper education. So there is a education that needs to be given. So specific practices, which may be wrong, you know, if we simply start condemning them, then that becomes a problem. Because for those people, there is a certain amount of tradition and sentiment which comes with tradition associated with it. And people can feel very offended If we tell them that you are simply imitating Radha Krishna's pastime, this is a deviation. No, there has been a long tradition that has been going on, and for a long time it was going on properly. But it has been grievously misused, and the danger of misuse is always there, and therefore there has to be extreme caution. So rather than focusing on condemning a particular practice, our focus should be on giving proper education. And when the education comes up, the proper understanding comes, then either that particular activity which is done in the mood of imitation will stop, or at least the perversion of it will be stopped. So our focus should be on getting proper understanding and sharing proper understanding. Thank you. Hare Krishna.